Chapter 3. In the Street. The next night, at 11:45, Jack, Tom and Danny were in the street outside the cemetery. It was very dark, and there weren't any lights in the houses. The boys looked through the gates of the cemetery.
What do we do now? What's your plan, Jack?
Jack didn't have a plan.
I don't know,
he said.
Let's wait 10 minutes. Maybe I'll think of something. Then we'll go into the cemetery.
The moon appeared from behind a cloud, and the boys saw strange figures near the gates. Jack tried to be brave.
There's nothing to be frightened of,
he thought.
It's only a cemetery, with lots of trees, grass, long paths, and graves.
Ah! Shouted Tom suddenly. Jack and Danny jumped.
Tom, are you okay?
Asked Danny.
Something bit my leg,
Tom answered. He examined his leg.
It's nothing. I'm okay,
he said.
Phew,
said Jack.
You frightened me. Don't do that again.
Are you frightened, Tom?
Asked Danny.
No, I'm not,
answered Tom.
Why?
Because I can see something in the trees,
said Danny. Tom looked.
Where?
I can't see anything.
There, in the tree near the big grave. Something is moving. Can you see it? It's got very big, bright eyes.
Danny's right. There's something in the tree. And look, it's coming towards us.
The boys looked at the tree and saw a small black cat. The cat jumped from the tree and ran past them.
Oh, we're being stupid,
said Jack.
There's nothing to be frightened of, okay?
Okay,
said Tom and Danny.
It's only a cemetery. My grandma Mackay died 2 years ago, and her grave is in this cemetery. She doesn't come back and haunt us, so it's probably okay in the cemetery.
I liked your grandmother. She baked good biscuits.
I know,
said Jack.
She baked the best biscuits in the world. She was a fantastic grandmother.
He was sad for a moment. Then he asked,
Did anybody bring a torch?
No,
said Tom and Danny.
I forgot to bring a torch too,
said Jack.
But it's not important. Let's make a plan.
How many paths are there in the cemetery?
Asked Tom.
3,
answered Jack.
One path goes round the cemetery, and 2 paths go through it. We can each take a different path. Then we can meet at the big black tomb in the middle. It's bigger than the other tombs. You'll recognise it easily.
How long will we need to walk round the cemetery?
5 minutes, I think.
Tom and Danny were worried. 5 minutes was a long time in a dark cemetery.
And remember,
said Jack,
we must all be at the big black tomb in the middle at midnight.
The boys climbed over the gates. First Jack, then Tom, then Danny.